presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on going solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
War, the housing slump, the diving Dow, melting ice caps, they're all a challenge to one's good humor. But are we becoming a nation of grumps incapable of putting aside the bad news for a brief belly laugh? I hadn't realized that we might be in the middle of a goofy deficit until I talked to a woman who sells silly stuff, you know, like the office toy called the Boss Toss, a little figure in a suit that you catapult into the next cubicle, or a mullet wig. You would think that when the economy is in a slump, we'd naturally go for the cheap laughs. What are you going to do? Mope until you can apply for another line of credit to buy a bigger television? Maybe it's time to get out the Groucho glasses. For 30 years, Suzanne McLennan has been selling funny items at her shop in Santa Rosa. Elvis costumes, Nixon masks, wizard hats, and those noise machines that make young boys, and often their fathers, collapse and roll on the floor. Suzanne herself is not immune from feeling like the sky is falling. This is a tough time for everyone. But her business is kind of a mood barometer for how people deal with up and down turns. Even Mardi Gras galas were off this year, she said. Maybe it was because it came earlier than usual. But her regular party people didn't invest in as many jester balloons and purple, green, and gold beads as previous years. Academy Award parties always bring a demand for rhinestone tiaras and feather boas, along with costumes to fit the nominated films. She was thinking Western gear and fake blood for this year's favorites. And now that the writers are back at work, the partying resumed. The Hollywood writer strike might have been partially to blame for an increase in our sour pusses. Try as hard as Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert did to fill the gap, even they weren't hysterical enough to brighten a sullen nation. A resilient type, Suzanne has a crinkly-eyed face that turns pink as she sips her afternoon tea. Maybe it's because she has a well-developed understanding of the need for normally well-mannered adults to throw a bad taste party, or dress up like bikers and put on a tricycle race, or buy wigs and jelly bean colors for a trip to Vegas like a group of women did last week. Last summer, even Bob Dylan, who was performing at Lake Conocti, stopped in to buy a zoot suit. Goofy things, she says, give people relief. They feel happy for a little bit, like my friend who walks into meetings with a purse made out of a garden watering can. Consider the clever minds who came up with those disgustingly awful fake Billy Bob teeth. Suzanne knows a guy who bought some to wear on a blind date. These days, she fears that people are forgetting that laughing is how we get past hard times. People are scared, she says. They're cautious and staying home. They're worried about what's going to happen to Social Security. They're not even old yet, and they're talking about losing their pensions. And don't forget global warming, which, by the way, has its own appropriate coffee cup. You pour hot liquid into the cup, and the map of the world changes and coastlines start to disappear. Not funny, but clever. Better to have dark humor than no humor at all. Suzanne's motto is onward through the fog, which might be easier to stick to if you work in a place with stars painted on the walls and where on bad days you can hide behind a pair of Blues Brothers glasses. And on good ones, you can put on ruby slippers, close your eyes, click your heels, and think of peace and a stock market with a smiley face. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.